There you go. That is The Road Back to You by the fabulous Brad Wilson off of his CD Blues Magic. And we have him on the line with us right now. He's down in sunny California. Brad, how are you, buddy? Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Daryl. It's terrific to be with you and your listeners. And it's a wonderful afternoon here. And we've been playing a lot of shows. So excited to... Have an opportunity to talk about the new album Blues Magic, and that song Road Back to You is getting a lot of attention. We had Chris Hawkins do the mix and the production on it, and he did a great job.
Oh, it's a fantastic tune. I know a lot of people are dialed into it, and you are a busy man. You play a lot of dates. How do you keep up with a schedule like that? That's got to be grueling on the body.
Well, you know, it's always, the traveling is always difficult, but once the show starts and everybody starts to have a good time, you just forget about everything else, and it's all about spending some time together with the audience and having a real good time, and that's really the reward, and it carries you from show to show.
And that's what guys get into being a musician for anyways, to get a lot of dates, right?
I think those are the other kind of dates.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure Brad has plenty of those. You see his picture on there? He looks like a hip Sammy Hagar, man.
I enjoy talking to everybody. We do spend a lot of times at the meet and greets, and it is a pleasure to meet people and talk to them.
That's great. Now, let me ask you, when you get to a gig, and like you said, the travel's been grueling, you finally get there, you guys load all up, and you get everything dialed in, what's going through, what pumps you up? What gets you up on that stage, you know, for that first number, before the crowd energy hits, because it's kind of on you. You're the front man, you're the guitar slinger, you got to bring the crowd in. Something about you has to click to make that happen and not show that you're tired or you just got in an argument with a manager or who or whatever. Where do you go? What are you thinking about that pulls you into that place?
Well, first of all, from a technical point of view, you're concentrating on the tone of the guitar. So the equipment is really what's first and foremost on my mind. All these places you play have different acoustic, whether you're inside or outside. So you really, I need the guitar to sound, have a nice rip tone, and then I go through two or three different tones with the Stratocaster or the Gibson Les Paul and these two Mesa amplifiers I got back there along with the pedals. So, you know, you need that tone of that guitar to be sounding good wherever you're working. So from a technical point of view, when that guitar starts to have a rip tone or it has a real sweet tone for the song that you're focusing on, you need to get that prepared. So, and I get really, when the guitar starts to shred and have a rip tone, which would be likely to a NASCAR driver hearing that engine rev up, when that guitar starts to have that tone, then I get really excited because I all of a sudden a lot of guitar riffs start to come into mind that I want to play when it sounds like that. And then, you know, the audience, I've got a lot of songs I want to play, and I only have so much time to do it. So we don't have a set list of songs we play in the same order because it wouldn't be that much fun. So all of a sudden, one song will lead to another, and the band knows the material, so I can move quickly from one song to the next, and all of a sudden we'll start to piece together like a good football team moving down the field, one play to the next.
Nice.
That allows you to judge your audience a little better, too, I would imagine.
It does, because last night we were up by Yosemite, and they've been having a huge fire in that part of the state. And so they had just gotten word that a lot of the fire had been contained. The roads were back open. Things were starting to come back to day-to-day life up there. It was great to be outside with everybody. And so we got a song on an earlier album called Home, and we had a chance to take the music down a little bit and really just have a chance to kind of celebrate the fact that everything was going back, and the firefighters had done a great job. And so when you say we do want to be into the moment and into the place we're playing and be aware of what's happening in that particular location. So it was a very exciting show for us last night with a lot of emotion.
Yeah, that's a real artist right there that knows his audience, kind of knows what's going on and can draw the crowd in that. But take us through, let's go into the technical aspect. You're talking about your guitars and your pedals and stuff. Take us through what you're playing, what pedals and effects you're using. And because I know for blues guitarists especially, tone is king. And I grew up with Stevie Ray around my neighborhood, and I've seen a lot of great blues artists. And I know tone is always the thing on your mind. Take us through the technical aspect of what you have going on.
Well, it is true, Daryl. Tone is king when you're playing the guitar, and especially in the blues. I like to get a lot of sustain on my guitar, so I have two amplifiers. I've got both of them Mesa 50-watt amplifiers. They're tube amplifiers. One is set for clean, and one is set for distortion. And I've got a pedal that will give me either one amp at a time or both amps together. So that gives me three separate amplifier tones that I can work with. Then I go to the pedal board. I use a chorus, an old analog chorus pedal, which will allow me to create like a Leslie or an organ sound on the guitar. I've got a very, very old wah-wah. I was in Las Vegas. I got a chance to jam with Jeff Beck, and I was standing next to him. And I look down, and he's got this old antique wah-wah from, you know, the 80s. And I look, I said, geez, I got one of those in storage. When I got home, I got it out, and I put it on my pedal board. And it was giving me a similar sound that Jeff Beck was getting when I jammed with him in Vegas. I was thrilled to have it. But I have a wah-wah, a chorus, and I've got a harmonizer, an old Boss harmonizer pedal that will allow the note to be doubled at a certain kind of thickens it up a little bit. But other than that, it's about the pickups. I've got an old Strat that's got some really great Seymour Duncan vintage pickups in it, and I've got Gibson Les Paul. So you're trying to get the signal right through to those amplifiers, because if you can get it from the string right through to the amplifier without too much processing, and what I mean studio rack gear or digital gear, you really, as modern as the guitar is today, a lot of the sound that you want is still an old-fashioned tubes speaker and the guitar picks and pickups. But, you know, when I talk to a lot of technical people, and you talk about, hey, how would wonderful it be to have a vintage 56, 57 Stratocaster or a very old Gibson, it still comes down to the player and the player's hands when the technique and the pressure on the strings and the style of the way the player approaches the guitar. So as much as the equipment is a big factor, each person, the way they play the guitar, makes it sound that way. And to put it another way, you could hand Jeff Beck or Eric Clapton or one of the great guitar players, any of them, a guitar that they're not used to playing, and it ends up still sounding like them, no matter what they're using.
Yeah, well, we're talking with one of the best. This is Brad Wilson. His CD is Blues Magic. We're going to go into the title track from the album right now. This is Blues Magic. We'll be back right here on The Zone.
Blues Magic is everywhere. I feel it when you're near. The touch of your hand, glimpse of your smile. I'm lost in your spell and
All right, everybody, that is Blues Magic, the song off of the album titled the same thing. That is Brad Wilson. He's our guest right now on The Zone. Brad, you mentioned last time, the last segment, we were talking that you you got to share the stage with you know, a pretty big name there. Who else have you shared the stage with or been able to jam with that's been, you know, real cool for you?
Well, he's not as a super famous star, and he passed away about a year or two ago. But his name was Michael Burks. He was a blues star out of Arkansas, and he won this year. He won the best contemporary blues album, and he's just a tremendous act. So I used to have a lot of fun jamming with him whenever we would get together. And you know, it is exciting when you get a couple of guitar players on stage that like to do some trading licks like that, because it's there's a little bit of competition, but there's a whole lot of fun because the styles are different, and you just really enjoy playing music together when you're working with guitar players to do stuff that you're not. You love their style, you know what they're doing, and it really, it's fun to share the music together.
Excellent. Well, everybody, you can check out Brad Wilson. His website is bradwilsonlive.com. You can also click to that off of our main page, bradwilsonlive.com. The album that he has out right now is Blues Magic, but you have one that's in the wings, ready to be to drop here real soon. It's going to be the European release will be September 20th. North American release is October 8th. It's called Hands on the Wheel. Tell us a little bit about that project.
Well, super excited to have that album out. The label, Blues Boulevard Music Avenue, they wanted to do something that was very guitar-oriented. As a songwriter, I like to write songs that go all the way from maybe something that's just a singer-songwriter and not totally focused on the lead guitar work. But when Blues Boulevard Music Avenue wanted to put out a record that had a whole lot of lead guitar and a lot of shredding, because they felt that in their market over there in Europe, they could really work with something like that. So we're excited to have Hands on the Wheel. It is got some pretty intense stuff. We got the guitar, the whole center of the song is just got a lot of lead guitar on it. We've got a song on there, Cruising the Coast, which is an instrumental. And so the album is really giving me a chance to play a lot of lead guitar. And Blues Boulevard is very excited to get it out in the European market, because they feel over there with stars like Gary Moore and Eric Clapton and Joe Bonamassa, stars that really play a lot of lead guitar, they think they can do something with that record. We're excited to get out and play some of the songs from it, and it is a huge opportunity for me to possibly move out of more of an artist that plays predominantly in the United States and get into the European market. Very excited about what's happening in 2014.
Yeah, sounds great, man. Get over there, get a little European tour going, knock those cats out. Tell us a little bit about how did you get into music? How long have you been playing? Where did you learn? Who are some of the people that influenced you? Just give us a little quick history on Brad Wilson.
Well, originally out of the San Francisco Bay Area, super lucky that my mom and dad would take me to guitar lessons on Saturdays, you know, before maybe going to the movies or something that. So it started out taking guitar lessons on a Saturday at a very young age, and then getting into the city of San Francisco and getting to jam with people like Boz Scaggs, Kathy McDonald, Neil Schon from Santana, and really getting a part of that whole Bay Area scene, which has got a lot of good guitar players up there. And then from there, getting into Los Angeles. And Los Angeles has, for musicians down there, it's about television soundtrack work and movie soundtrack work, and meeting the Raw Brothers, who had one of the largest recording studios called Cherokee Recording Studios. That gave me an opportunity to get a lot of experience in recording, And then they introduced me to John Carpenter, and I worked with John on two movies. One of them, John Carpenter's Vampires, went to the number one movie in the country, and it was very, very exciting to be a part of the learning about the movie and the film soundtrack business. And then from there, working on a television show called Passions, which was a daytime soap opera. A worldwide show, and it was fun because they would take my songs and they would tie them to characters. So if the character was kind of a part of the would make an entrance in the scene, or you know, some of my music would be connected to the character.
Cool.
So if there was a bar scene, you'd see the bar there, but it would be my songs that was the soundtrack behind that the band was playing. So Passion.
Nice.
It was a wonderful experience television is very, very powerful, and the music that's involved with television is a big part of the music industry. So getting out and traveling around the United States and going to places that and playing music and absorbing all the wonderful influences from all the different parts of the United States. It's just so incredible. You're getting down south and you go, oh, wow, this is where all these songs were written, in Memphis and Atlanta, the Allman Brothers and B.B. King, and all this great music came from here. And you kind of see the surroundings of the influence from the countryside and the food and the cities. And then getting out and finding that, I could front the band and reach out to the audience and sing my songs and be able to spend some time with the audience and get to be able to be a solo artist, which was probably the most fun for me, because it's like getting to visit and spend some time together with the audience, and I really love it.
Well, real quick before we let you go, because we have to get moving, and it's been fantastic talking with you. I really enjoy your music, and hopefully we can bring you a wider audience, because I think you deserve it. Where do you find as a musician as what's your comfort zone? Where are you most comfortable? Or is it in the studio? Are you in the comfort zone on the stage? You mentioned TV. Did you really in movies? Is where for you as an artist is your comfort zone? Where do you really feel at home?
Well, of course, I get it's hard to put that into one single, because you're going to go from a winter night with an acoustic guitar, and all of a sudden you got a really great song going on and you're pretty excited about it. So you're just the simplicity of an acoustic guitar and the idea that you might have a really fun song going on. But for me, and it surprises sometimes, because you get in front of some really large audiences where there's a whole lot of people there, for some reason, I just feel very, very relaxed in front of these large crowds, and I get an opportunity to just talk to people like it was just a small group of people. And so I guess for me, I really enjoy being able to share my songs on stage with the audience, and the excitement of when the song goes really good and everybody's having a lot of fun with it.
That's fantastic. Well, if you want to go see Brad live, he is going to be at the famous Biscuit and Blues in San Francisco.
That's I love that name.
September 22nd. look for his brand new CD coming out. It's titled Behind the Hands on the Wheel, and that is coming out here in the States on October 8th. If you're listening over in Europe, it'll hit your market on September 20th. Brad, fantastic to talk with you. Thanks so much for spending time with us, and best of luck. If you're ever up here, where we're based, Seattle, Tacoma area, let us know. We'd love to come out and catch you do your thing.
That'd be awesome. I'd look forward to meeting you in person, and a big shout out to all your listeners, wishing them all the best.
Well, thanks, Brad. And we're going to leave, let them listen to On a Summer Day, because we're heading into winter. We want to hang on to summer as long as we can. This is Brad Wilson off of Blues Magic, On a Summer Day. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
On a summer day, on a long afternoon, take a walk.
neighborhood, lunch with friends at the local cafe. Feel the breeze as you turn the corner, scent of jasmine in the air. Shaded trees, they lie in the street, and there's no need to rush anywhere. Got my favorite things to do, or maybe just relax in an easy chair on any summer day. Taking it slow and easy. It's a summer's day, slow and easy. Just drifting along, oh, on a long afternoon, like a leaf on a river on a long August day. It's a summer day, so easy. On any summer day, taking it easy. I close my eyes, I'm happy to be alive. And oh, I wish that every day could be like this. It's a summer day. Sun reflecting, shining bits of silver, amber colors on a full moon night. Oh, all those endless sunsets that I'll never forget. Hey, relax in a big easy chair, enjoy the pace without a care. On any summer day, slow and easy. Hey, hey, yeah. I close my eyes, I'm happy to be summer day, taking it slow and easy. It's a summer's day. Hey, hey, yeah. Slow and easy. I'm just drifting along, yeah, on a summer day.